This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and there's a little bit of mist out there. No rain, just a little bit of mist to put a little humidity in the air to make it a warm and humid day. And been a crazy week. Went to Atlantic City on Sunday after the radio program. We drove down and spent some time Sunday night at the trade show. All day Monday, all day Tuesday, then drove back home. And there's some great new products for next year. And it's very exciting with some of the new products and technology that's coming out to make gardening a lot easier for you. And one of the things that I came across from Monterey Lawn and Garden, the people that make Sluggo, which is an organic slug killer, and it'll take care of cutworms, and Agrifos that will take care of the blight on your impatiens and on your tomatoes, they have come out with a homeowner product that you can spray in your greenhouses when you close them down for the year that will sterilize the glass, the wood, the benches, the grounds, and remove any kind of possible disease problems. It's something that the commercial grower does every year to start off with a nice, clean greenhouse. And now this product is available, and we'll be telling you more about it in the days to come. But it's a new product that's being released so that if you have a greenhouse attached to your house or near your home and you're using it to start your seedlings, you spray it once, get everything wet, and it will eliminate all of the fungus problems that you could potentially have with one application. So I thought that was pretty good. It's also organic. So that's one of the exciting things that's out there. Some new fertilizers are coming out, some new insecticides, some new fungicides, and a lot more organic products are becoming available. So next year is going to be a lot better for those of you that want to try or continue and have better results organically on your lawn, in your gardens, and that's a really good thing. We've talked about mosquito bits, which is a product that you would put in like a bird bath, if you had a fountain that you were running. You had some small water features, and you wanted to control mosquitoes organically. Well, they've been doing some research because it is an organic product, and they found out that it will control fungus gnats. Now, I know a lot of you bring your plants in that are on your deck now or a patio, and you bring them inside for the winter, and you begin to notice little tiny flies, like a gnat, like a fruit fly in size, flying around some of your houseplants. And we used to be able to treat the soil with a fungicide, with an insecticide called diaznon. Diaznon is no longer available, and we really haven't had a good product that will clean them up. Well, the mosquito bits will. And they've done research at half a dozen universities, and they've had a 90% kill of fungus gnats. So we'll be talking about that in the weeks to come. And also, yeah, I know a lot of you are beginning to bring in your houseplants. We had here on Friday, we got down to 37. So back up into the 50s in the mornings and high 40s. But we had one day we got down to 37. So it's a little bit of a warning that get ready. The seasons are changing. And fall is this week. So they definitely are changing. So if you're going to be bringing in any of your houseplants, whether it's tropicals that you brought out for the winter, things like Schefflera or ficus, spathiphyllum, you know, violets, begonias, anything like that, before you bring them indoors for the winter, because of the heat and the lack of rainfall, use a product called All Season Oil. And this is a product that's wax base, and you mix it with water and you spray it on the foliage of the plant, on the top and on the underside. If it's a big plant, get somebody to give you a hand and partially lay it on its side and spray the underside and all of the branching of your plants that you intend to bring indoors for the winter, and then spray the top foliage. And that way you coat the underside and the top leaves as well as all of the stems, and it will act as a sealant. And the wax will cover the body of the adult, the young, and also coat the eggs. And the insects won't be able to breathe in all three life cycles, and they'll die. And that way, you're not bringing them inside your house. Now they're sheltered from the cold weather, and they can begin to multiply and create a problem. So please, don't just take them off the porch, bring them in the house. Treat them ahead of time so that you don't bring any problems inside. And start bringing them in now. You want to get all of your tropicals except for the gardenia and the Christmas cactus, and you want to leave those outside as late as possible. And if you have any florist azaleas that you got for Mother's Day or for Easter. You've repotted them, and they've put on a lot of new growth. They've made the buds. If you bring them now, then they're going to bloom well before Thanksgiving or even Christmas. So leave them outside until they call for some really cold, frosty weather. Bring them in at night, and then if it warms up during the day, put them back outside. And that will delay the blooming so that they come into color closer to Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. If any of you have planted amaryllis bulbs in your garden, you bought some last year, they bloomed for you, and the secret to get them to bloom again is actually to take them out of the pot, plant them in your flower bed or in your vegetable garden, where they'll be fed on a regular basis, watered on a regular basis. They can be dug right now. Dig them up, shake off the soil, put them in your garage or in your tool shed where they're out of the sun, and slowly the root will dry out. The foliage will go from green to brown, and then you cut it off. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Give us a call and you'll talk to Daniel. He'll get you set up and we'll answer your question. And we have a caller right off the bat. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Diane from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her lilac bushes.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have three small lilac bushes. One is the purple color, and it's in the ground. The other two are white, and they're in buckets. The white ones are doing good. No flowers, but they look healthy. My purple one was doing well, but it developed something on all the leaves. Looks like mold, and I don't know what to do for it.
Okay. What you have on the foliage is a fungus disease called powdery mildew. And powdery mildew, very, very common, hot, humid, muggy weather. And we've had plenty of that. And it's something that I normally recommend that people start treating lilacs around the 4th of July with a good fungicide. And there are organic and chemical. But at this time of the year, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
The foliage is going to be coming off in the next 30 days or less. But what you want to do is to rake all of the disease leaves that fall. And when you're cleaning, if there are still a few on the plant, pick them off and just dispose of them. Don't put them in your compost pile. Put them in a black trash bag and send them out with the trash. And then next year, once we get to the 4th of July, then you would use a shrub and tree fungicide. You repeat it on a monthly basis, especially if it gets wet and humid, and it will eliminate it. It's found also on perennials, like bee balm will get that white discoloration. Tall phlox will get that white discoloration. And also there is a plant called an X-berry, and that's E-X-B-U-R-Y azalea. And it's a cross between a rhododendron and an azalea. One of my favorite plants. It blooms in sun or half a day of shade. It's a plant that loses all of its foliage during the winter. But unlike the azalea, the bloom is the size of a rhododendron. And it's magnificent. And to top that, the blossoms on the X-berry azalea is yellow, pumpkin orange, bright red, hot pink, and I mean a hot pink, not a pinky purple or a pinky lavender, but a real clear hot pink, and also a white. And they'll grow about 5 to 6 feet tall, but it's a plant that can grow in partial shade, and when the forsythia gets done, your X-berries will come into bloom, and they're wonderful. But again, if we get a lot of humidity, they get this white film. Plants look like hell, but if you treat them with a good fungicide, you'll be in great shape.
Okay, I have... Oh.
Why don't you hold on?
Okay.
We'll go to the news and weather and sports, and when we come back, we'll get right back with you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our phone number is toll-free, 888-546-5941. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good morning. We're talking with Diane, and she had another question for us. Diane, good morning.
Hi. Lastly, for winter preparation, the white lilacs that are in buckets, should I bring them inside or cover them for the winter, fertilize? What should I do to protect them? They're so young.
How large are they?
Oh, they're only about a couple feet.
A couple feet tall.
Yeah.
What I would do is find a shady location.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe on the back of your house.
Yep.
And just dig a hole, pull the plant out of the pot, and then set the plant in the ground and put some mulch on it. And then in the spring, you can dig it up and then relocate it to the place where it's going to be. But any time when it starts to get late, if you can put them in a sheltered area, especially out of the wind,
okay,
they'll do a lot better. And then next year, in late March, early April, whenever Mother Nature decides to wake up,
mm-hmm.
then you can plant them in a nice sunny area. The other thing, lime is very important to create a plant that's going to develop with a lot of branching, great foliage, and a lot of flowers. So if you're able to sprinkle a handful of lime right on the top of your container,
okay,
and then plant it, and it will sweeten the soil. And when you plant, add some lime also. And for the one that's already in the ground, a good handful. If you have a wood stove,
yeah,
when you clean it out, take the wood ashes from the wood stove,
yeah,
and put a couple of handfuls around a 2-foot lilac. Put it around clematis. They love a sweet soil. And the wood ash will sweeten the soil in a 6-week period to really help it out.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, the one thing that you need all to do, if you have rose bushes, put the fertilizer away. Do not feed your roses anymore. And the reason is you want them to prepare for the winter ahead. And if you feed them, you're going to encourage a lot of new growth. It'll give you lots of flowers. But the growth that forms will be tender. And if all of a sudden, bam, we get into cold weather and we get into a harsh winter, you're going to have a lot of dieback. So stop the feeding. The plant will realize this, and it will begin to build a thick layer of protection around the buds and the stem of the plants so that your roses can better survive the winter. And do not prune. The only pruning that you're going to do would be on some roses that you want to bring indoors for your enjoyment. And what I would suggest that you do, wherever you make a cut, bring a candle, light it, and drip a little bit of the paraffin wax where you made the cut. And we are so dry in a lot of places throughout the country. I recommend when you go out to buy your mums, your tulip, daffodils, crocus bulbs, you get some shrubbery for planting. Buy a bottle of concentrate or the ready mix, either wilt proof or wilt stop, and any broadleaf evergreen that you have on your property. I don't care how big they are, how mature they are, they're in a stress situation. And if you can spray the underside of the leaf as well as the top, it will help to minimize the damage. And the plants that suffer the most, number one, azaleas. In a normal winter, they will shed 50% of the foliage on them. If we have a rough winter with very little snow cover, they could shed all of the foliage and the buds could dry out. It'll come back. It won't look as nice and you won't have the blooms. So get some wilt proof or wilt stop around Thanksgiving. Spray them and really saturate the foliage, top and bottom, and the flower buds, so that they'll be able to fight off the wind that will dehydrate the buds and the foliage because of the stress situation that they are in right now. Okay? Now, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Call. Don't be shy. The way that you learn is to ask. And it could be a very simple question that could prevent a plant from dying. For example, hydrangea. Everybody loves hydrangea. But if you're in an area where you have the ball, the rounded shaped flower, the blue, the pink, and all of the new hybrids, you never, and I mean capitals, do not prune your hydrangea in the fall. Again, you have open wounds on the plant. and these open wounds will lose moisture during the winter, and it will kill the flower buds that are on them. You do the pruning in the spring when the buds begin to burst, and it's basically removing any of the branches that died out. So make a mental note. Do not prune your hydrangea. Spring pruning, when you see life beginning to break on that plant. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Walt from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his red firebush and foxwood.
Okay, Walt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's your question about the burning bush?
I need to know when to trim the firebush and the boxwood.
Okay. Right now, the burning bush is beginning to change color.
Right.
And you want to enjoy all of that color. And the problem is, if you prune it in the fall, you're going to get some dieback. If we have a winter that doesn't have a lot of snow, but we get a lot of sun and we get a lot of wind, it's going to die back. Uh-huh. If you wait until March, now the first time I pruned a burning bush, we had one on each side of my front door. And it got so big that the mailman couldn't deliver the mail. And he told my dad, either prune them or I'm going to throw the mail at your door because I'm sick and tired of getting wet. So I'm at UMass. My dad calls me and he said, when you come home for a spring break in March, talk to your professors and see when is the right time to prune the burning bush. So I got home, and my professor said to do it now. So we took burning bush that were 7 feet tall and 7 feet wide, and we cut them back to 4 feet wide and 4 feet tall.
Good.
We could now see the front steps. They came out beautiful. And now my dad got to a point where every single March, early April, he would prune them back, and he could control the size. The mailman was happy, and it worked really well for him.
Good. Good. Sounds good.
And what was the second question?
Boxwood. I have four boxwood I should trim.
Okay. And the boxwood, being that it's an evergreen plant, you don't want to prune now, because what's going to happen is, in the process of you pruning them, you're going to cut some of the tiny leaves that it has in half. There's just no way that you can avoid shearing and cutting them down to the size that you want without cutting some of those leaves in half. And if you cut them in half, they're going to turn brown where you made the cut. And they're going to look like hell all winter long.
Okay.
So wait until March. Prune your burning bush. Walk up to your boxwood. Prune those to the size that you desire so that they don't outgrow the area that you put them in. And then feed your boxwood with holly tone.
Mm-hmm.
And your azaleas, rhododendron, Mount Laurel. And your burning bush with plant tone. And that will stimulate a lot of new growth. They'll soften up, and they'll look absolutely beautiful.
Good. Sounds great. We thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, I thank you.
This is a very good show, and we love it. We watch it every week.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And, yep. And thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. You know, if you like gardening information, I write a weekly email newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. And, for example, this past Thursday, I got a letter from a lady, and she said, "Paul, you always have pictures of beautiful shrubs and beautiful trees and perennials." And I opened up your newsletter, and you had a picture of ticks and a story about ticks, a picture of a flea and a story about fleas, a picture about the Asiatic lily beetle and the stink bug.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about looking at the morning paper and having a cup of coffee and you've got a few problems going on in your garden, or you're not happy with the results of what your garden gave you this year, give us a call and we'll try and help you to improve your soil for next year or eliminate the potential problem in the weeks to come. And as I stated earlier, this past week's newsletter, I talked about fleas, I talked about ticks, the Asiatic lily beetle, which looks like a ladybug. And they will swarm on the side of your house and then get in your house. And you got these ladybugs walking on your ceiling, on the walls. And then, of course, the stink bug. And we put them all on there together in this week's newsletter so that you'd be aware that this is a season. And it's the most effective time to get rid of ticks for next year. Don't allow them to get ready and hibernate. Kill them now, because if they hibernate for the winter, they're going to mate. And if we have a wet spring, the population is going to boom, and you'll have an infestation of ticks on your property. Also fleas and these Asiatic lily beetles and the stink bugs. We put down products that you can treat the side of your house and your screens so that they don't come in, spend the winter in your house, create a mess, So if you want to get more information, get the newsletter. It's free every single Thursday. Daniel, who's up next?
Looks like we've got Patty from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her herbs.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your herbs?
Thank you. Good morning. I have just your typical perennial herbs, oregano and sage, and I'm just wondering if it's too late to cut them down. They'll live if I cut them back?
Well, I have oregano in my garden, and I can't kill the darn thing. It does very, very well. And what I do in the fall of the year, I clean the garden well, get all the weeds out to try and prevent mature plants for the following year. And then the other thing that I do is I'll apply a little bit of wilt-proof on it to protect them. And may even put some grass clippings or some straw, a thin layer of straw, and they do very, very well. The only herb that doesn't do very well over the winter for me here in Maine is rosemary.
Right.
And that I dig, I repot it, I feed it, and then I bring it inside the house. But the rest of the herbs, they stay outside. The annual herbs like basil, parsley. I'll dig up a part of my clump of chives, and I'll bring that in containers for the winter. And they do very, very well.
So is it okay to cut a lot of the oregano and sage and so on now?
My wife always cuts at the end of the year. When I get done cleaning the garden, she'll go through with scissors and she'll cut the herbs and then strip off the foliage and put them in ice cube trays and freeze it.
Mm.
And that way, when she wants fresh herbs, she just takes out an ice cube. She'll start them in the tray, pop them out of the tray, put them in a Ziploc bag. And when she's going to do cooking, she takes out a cube, throws it in the soup, and she's ready to go.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.